My name is Kevin Cano, and I'm a ninth grader at Cristo Rey San Jose Jesuit High School. And I'm here with my partner, Carlos de Jesus, who is also a ninth grader at Cristo Rey. My partner and I will be talking about different topics in Harper Lee's novel, To Kill a Mockingbird. We're going to examine different situation topics throughout the book. We're also going to connect different topics in the book to our lives.
Let's start off with racism. What do you think about racism and how people in the book jump to misleading judgments? As we both know, in the book, To Kill a Mockingbird, it includes many situations that include racism, such as comments that Atticus receives for defending Tom Robinson. Another example of racism is in Chapter 11, when Jem and Scout receive racist comments about Atticus from Mrs. Dubose.
I think that racism is a good topic to talk about, and how these problems are still happening in our communities. Please, people might have some strong connections to the book based on the topic racism, such as oppression and having a closed mindset.
We also see many people slander Atticus Finch because of his case with Tom Robinson. What can you infer about the situation?
Something that I can infer about the situation is that Atticus Finch really wants to help and make a difference. I believe that Atticus wants people to become more than minded to others.
That's a very good point. I also think that Atticus is trying to help others and change the way people think about others.
In the book, we also see the situation with Good Radley and how he affects Maycomb. What do you think about Boo Radley?
Well, to me, Boo Radley is a very mysterious icon in Maycomb. He secludes himself from society and never steps out of his home. Scout, Jem, and Dill are all obsessed with him. With Boo, because he himself is a symbol of goodness surrounded by abnormal behavior. Boo also had a very cruel childhood because of his father.
Boo also has a very strong encounter with Scout and the others, such as Scout receiving a random coat from him. While watching Miss Maudie's house catch on fire, we also see Boo place different items in a tree for Scout and the others to discover.
Yes, Boo is a very interesting character to Kill a Mockingbird. Let's shift onto situations that we can make connections to our own lives. Something that can connect to different people's lives is the way that Scout and others grow up in Maycomb.
The way they grow up is very similar to how many children grow up. Children doing stuff that could get them in trouble, but it's really their curiosity that drives them.
Another topic we can talk about is equality. Atticus shows equality by respecting all people despite who they are or where they came from. In today's society, there are only a certain amount of people, of those people. Society can quickly judge who you are just by taking a glare at you and treat you / others like you have no power.
Many people can relate to this because of experiencing and witnessing different scenarios of oppression and misleading judgments.
Let's shift into more of a character ranking part of this podcast. So what about your favorite character in the book and why?
Well, my favorite character in the book is Boo Radley because he is always inside his house, separated from his community. I can relate to this because I'm the type of person and don't like to be outside playing.
For me, my favorite character in the book is Scout Finch because she is the protagonist of the story, and she's a very adventurous person. Scout has a combatic streak and a basic faith in the goodness of the people in her community. The way the novel introduces her is a very interesting way on how a character is built up, I guess.
This is a quote that I found very interesting. You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view. Until you climb inside of his skin and walk around it. By Harper Lee. To Kill a Mockingbird. What do you think about this quote?
This quote means you can never really understand a person until you're in his perspective. I also think that this quote means that you can't really judge a person without knowing background knowledge or not knowing the person personally.
A quick recap of this podcast is that we went over different topics in the book and like different situations in the book, in the book To Kill a Mockingbird, such as racism, how Boo Radley is an icon in the book, and how Scout and the others growing, how them growing up was a big part of this book. We also see how Atticus wants equality in the book and how he thinks everyone should be treated equally, because in Maycomb, only white men should be treated more superior than like any other race, and in this case more than black people. We also go over we go over one quote which I found very interesting, because we went over how and what this quote means to us. Because to me, this quote means like to treat others how they want to be treated, and like not to judge someone's by their appearance, and just how they look. Like an example of that in the book is when Atticus wants to help Tom Robinson in the trial, and how everybody's slandering him for doing it, but Atticus really doesn't care what people think, and he is helping Tom Robinson because he knows that it's the right thing to do.
Now I believe that is all the time we need to discuss about half of the novel. Hopefully you found this podcast very interesting and helpful with your reading.
Thank you for your time and appreciation.